If you are as concerned as I about the monstrous technology that is controlling our lives, you may wish to avoid the display at the Dayton's downtown store. Among other things is a video telephone selling for 1,500 simoleons. One of the disadvantages being that if you're looking at the caller, you're less inclined to put her on ignore.
Dave Moore's authoritative presence contributed to his longevity as a news anchorman. Nearly every weekday evening for 40 years, he sat at the WCCO anchor desk. Moore's personal style of news writing and delivery attracted viewers. His friend Don Stoltz, the director of the Old Log Theater in Chanhassen, first met Moore as a young man who had his heart set on a stage career. Stoltz says Moore's TV popularity was rooted in his sincerity.
And he was his voice was trained, he knew how to express himself, but he also, anything that he broadcast, he believed.
Moore continued acting in amateur and professional theater productions until late in life. The University of Minnesota Theater Arts graduate insisted throughout his career he was not a journalist. But KARE news anchor Pat Miles says Moore was a classic journalist. Miles and Moore together read the news on WCCO for years before her move to the rival station. She says Moore personally checked all the stories he read.
He made sure that he knew exactly what those stories were about, what was going on, that the facts were correct, that he would get on the phone and double-check things himself always. So he saw himself as the final editor, and he took responsibility when there was a mistake.
Moore's media career began in classic fashion, leaving the bright lights of Minneapolis, his hometown, for a radio job in a small Michigan city. Moore told Minnesota Public Radio listeners during a Minnesota State Fair broadcast 3 years ago he lied to get his first job. He had no sports announcing experience, but told his new boss otherwise, and was sent off to call a football game.
I was immediately thrust into the position of doing a play-by-play in a snowstorm in Kalamazoo, Michigan. My coverage was such that I was almost ridden out of town when I returned to Battle Creek.
Moore kept his eyes open for a chance at a job in his hometown and eventually found work at WCCO. The faces on national and local television in the early 1950s were nearly all men, many trained as newspaper reporters. The combination of Moore as anchor and high-quality reporting from the newsroom staff put WCCO in the ratings lead for nearly a decade in the late 60s and early 70s. Pressure to attract more viewers to get more advertising revenue grew. Crime reporting became a more prominent part of the newscast. Moore understood the trend and disapproved.
People say, why is there so much crime reported on there? Because, number one, I'll tell you frankly, it's easy to cover. The police cooperate, and all of the officials cooperate, and there's a crime, and you're ready to go, and you're going to cover it.
By 1992, near the end of his career, Moore still read crime stories on his Moore on Sunday television news broadcast, but not without making a joke about the medium's preoccupation with violence.
You know, so many people ask us, why do you review the news? Why do you regurgitate all that bad news? Who needs that? What's the point? Well, the point is to remind ourselves of how lucky we are to have survived it each week. The week's major news...
Moore disapproved of another big change in television news, putting a co-anchor in front of viewers. Decades of male dominance on the WCCO news set ended with the arrival of Susan Spencer in the early 1970s to co-anchor the news with Moore. A few years later, Pat Miles took the chair next to him. She says he opposed co-anchors not because he wanted to keep women out of TV news. On the contrary, friends say Moore championed the rights of women. But Miles says Moore felt two people reading the news detracted from the content.
He thought that one individual could read a newscast and that really it would go much smoother and people would get a lot more information if they didn't have to deal with all the chit-chat between co-anchors.
Graying hair and an occasionally raspy voice from heavy smoking did nothing to diminish Moore's appeal to viewers. In the 1970s, his stature and time on the tube grew, reading the news at 5, 6, and 10 p.m., as well as helping produce the Moore Reports. The hour-long documentaries brought the station a wallful of prestigious awards. The success apparently didn't go to Moore's head. Bud Kraling, longtime WCCO TV weatherman and friend, says Moore was steadfast in his belief the TV rating system was a poor measure of viewer attitudes.
He never thought that they really reflected a true picture of people that were watching. And I would hear him argue with management about the ratings, you know, they don't matter if you're supposedly on top, well, it doesn't mean anything. If you're the bottom, it doesn't mean anything. That that they're not true reflection of the people that are watching. And didn't like the soft news and the features and all the music in between and the little things and the changes and graphics and the sets. He was kind of the old-fashioned, the straight news and the hard news and doing the best news that you could.
By the 1980s, news anchor salaries at bigger stations were heading into the stratosphere, but not in the Twin Cities, Pat Miles says, due in large measure to Moore.
He single-handedly kept the salaries down in the Twin Cities for anchor people. I mean, people all over the country were making more in other markets, in smaller markets than they were here. And it was because Dave Moore, you know, he wasn't the kind of guy who went in and demanded a big salary. I don't think he ever gave himself enough credit for how important he was and how much money he made for a lot of people at WCCO-TV way back when.
Once in a while, viewers were treated to Dave Moore's irrepressible sense of humor and gift for acting. He kept his hand in stage work with Twin Cities theater companies. His outlet on television was the Bedtime News, a late-night newscast with gag commercials. Bud Crayling remembers being drafted into a Moore skit to play himself, a TV weatherman, being interviewed by Moore about the weather.
So he asks me, where does the weather come from? And I say, from the west. Anything that you really hate in TV is like a one-word answer. You'd rather have a paragraph or two so you could make it more sense. But these were all, he wrote these for me, all these short answers. Well, how about all those weather, all those fronts on the map? And I said, well, they all just kind of work out.
Bud Crayling remembers people recognizing Moore on the street and telling him how much they liked his newscasts. And Moore good-naturedly asking if they didn't have anything better to do than to watch TV. Viewers for four decades, from the 1950s to the 1990s, watched Dave Moore read television news with skill, attention to accuracy, and an appreciation for the world around him. Dan Olson, Minnesota Public Radio.